You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. There were six Louisiana constitutional amendments on the November 8th ballot. Some passed, others didn't, like Amendment 2, which would have transferred the authority for setting tuition and fees for Louisiana's colleges and universities from the state legislature to higher education leaders. Those in favor of such a measure felt it more appropriate to have educators in charge of setting tuition rates instead of the politicians. I recently spoke with LSU Shreveport Chancellor Larry Clark as to why this measure failed and what it means to higher education institutions in Louisiana.
The voters voted it down perhaps because they did not understand why it is important for Louisiana to be like the other states of the Union. Louisiana is one of only two states where the legislature actually makes that decision, Florida being the other. And unlike Florida, where it's a majority vote for tuition, in Louisiana, it's a two-thirds vote. And the problem when the legislature has that responsibility is that it often gets wrapped into other kinds of political discourse, and it gets sometimes treated as a political football back and forth to try to get votes for one kind of a program that may be sought by a legislator versus someone else's. And so that can be a challenge for the universities in terms of having that there in the legislature.
Now, last week, the state's budget conference in Baton Rouge formally acknowledged that Louisiana has a budget deficit for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016, of more than $315 million, and stated further that recent tax increases aren't enough to balance the budget. Simply put, this means more cuts are on the way. Does that hold true for higher education?
There will be another round of cuts that are going to occur because of the state not being able to balance the budget. Obviously, those cuts, when they come, will be hard to manage. We will have to manage them. We will.
And on top of all this is the question of tuition programs like the Taylor Opportunity Program for Students, the tuition support simply known as TOPS. What impact will these budget cuts have on that?
For our students this spring, they will not have the advantage of full TOPS funding, which is given to students as they graduate from high school with that expectation of having support to go to college. And so what was applauded as a rather unique program, that's being undercut. So for this spring, our students at LSU Shreveport and the other universities and around the state are seeing their students with $1,000 less money from the state for their tuition and fees. And so that's an impact already before we start to talk about what to do with the remainder of the deficit that's going to be now passed on to all state entities, including the universities.
That was Larry Clark, Chancellor of LSU in Shreveport. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.